Good afternoon, everybody. As this Shemitah year comes to a close, the Shemitah Shailas come to a close as well. So one last Shemitah Shaila that I got recently. Someone was in Eretz Yisrael, and a non-religious relative of theirs who have mango trees in their backyard brought them as a gift a box of mangoes. And they said, oh, we're Americans. We don't even know what we're allowed to do with this. The non-religious relatives clearly probably cannot be assumed to have observed all the halachas of Shemitah. So what are their limitations? What can they or can they not do with these peros? So first of all, it's important to know that there are a number of halachos of limitations of fruits that have kedusha shviyah. The Yerushalmi says, "Kiyovel hi kodesh tia lechem, ma hi kodesh af tvuasa kodesh." That there's such a thing as kedusha shviyas on peiros. So that involves a number of halachas. The Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Shemitah says, for example, that based on the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell Shemitah produce. So you're not allowed to do nisr schora with Shemitah produce. You're not allowed to. You're allowed to pick it to eat it for yourself, but you're not allowed to sell it commercially. Also, the Mishnah in the sixth paragraph of Masechta Shviyas says you're not allowed to export Shemitah produce outside of Eretz Yisrael. There may be exceptions for esrogim and wine in certain cases, but not for now. There is another halacha: Shemitah produce is intended for Jews to eat. You're not supposed to give or sell Kedusha Shviyas produce to a non-Jew, even though you can have him join you in a meal when you're serving Shemitah produce. A person who, if you do sell Shemitah produce, the Kedusha is nitfas on the damim, the Gemara tells us in the end of Masechta Sukkah. You're not allowed to be ma'abi, you're not allowed to ruin, destroy Shemitah produce. Gemara Pesachim, daf membeis, daf nunbeis, rather, Amid Beis. So there may even be a mitzvah to eat Shemitah produce. The Ramban, in his list of mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot, writes that mitzvah shlishis, Shamra Torah Beper Shviyas, Vaisa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem Liachla, Vidarshu Liachla Velo L'Schora, that it's a mitzvah to eat it and not to do Schora. And says the Ramban, Zed Dvar Torah, that there may be a mitzvah to eat Shemitah produce. It's not abundantly clear how literally to take the mitzvah. Marit Al-Ghazi, for example, says you have to eat a kezayis, meaning it's a mitzvah sachila, that it's dafka, got to be a kezayis, or it just means that you're not supposed to be ma'abed. So the Marid al-Ghazi says, pachas mikzayis is eino b'chlal. It's not included in the mitzvah. Chazanish says that it's pashut, that there's no real mitzvah to eat peros shviyas. The Ramban just means that there's a mitzvah saseh to forbid schora from the pasuk of li'achav lo l'schora. Rav Vazner has a tshuva where he says, what's l'chora, the pashtus, that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, but there is some sort of kiyuma mitzvah by eating peros shviyas. Okay, so now that we know that this produce has kedusha shviyas, probably there's a mitzvah to eat it. There's definitely a mitzvah to destroy it. They shouldn't bring it into Chutz La'aretz. But is it mutter to eat it? Maybe there's an issur to eat it on account of two other halachos that apply during Shemitah. In Shemitah, when you have stuff growing in your field in Shemitah, there's an issur of Shemira. You're not allowed to protect it. You have to be mafkir your field to allow other people, mafkir the peros, to allow other people to come in and take it. There's also an issur of avoda. You're not allowed to do avoda sakarka to be able to enhance the growth of the peros shviyas. So does that make it aser? Does that make the food aser? The non-religious relatives, you don't know. They probably didn't allow people into their property to go pick the peros off of their mango tree, right? That's why they were probably saving it for when the religious cousins visit and they'll be able to come with a box of a gift of mangoes. So they probably didn't observe these halachos. So is that going to make it aser ba'achila? So there is a medrash in Torah's Karn in Parshas Bahar, ve'esin ve'nizirech halos that from that which is shamur ain atabotzer, you're not allowed to harvest that which is shamur. So it's machlokes rishonim, what exactly does that mean? The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in a couple of places in Tosfos, in Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes, in Yevamos Daf Kuf Chav Beis, and the Baal Amar in Sukkot Yotzeis and Beis B'Daf Erev, and the Ravid over there also say that the peros shemurim are usher to eat, and it's therefore no reason, you have no reason to harvest them, you wouldn't have a heter to harvest them, because you're not allowed to eat them anyway. The Rashi and the Ramban, known Vayikra Chavhei, say that you just can't harvest them normally as the owner would, but you could be mafker them and then harvest them to be zochem in a hefker, but the fruits don't become aser ba'achila. The Rambam also assumes that you need to be mafker the fruits, but they're mutter ba'achila. It's very mistaver that they would be mutter ba'achila. I mean, the whole point of Shemitah produce is that that they should be distributed for everybody to be able to eat evenly. So to make them aser for anybody to eat would be counterintuitive. The halacha on there seem to be stiras in the Chazanish in how we pass on the halacha, but it's the way they generally say it over is based on what the Chaznish writes in Shviyas, that he held that it was Asr, that if you have peiros that were Shmurim during Shemitah, that they're going to be Asr ba'achila. However, almost all other poskim disagree with that, and they assume that it's going to be mutter to eat the peiros that are shamer. There's a medrash that says Vaisa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem Min Hashavus Baaretz HaTochel Veina HaTochel Min Hashamur, that you're not allowed to eat from that which is shamer. Mikan Amru Sadash and Etayva Beishame Omrim Ein Ochlim Peirosa Beshvius Beisilul Omrim Ochlim, that it's Machlokas Beishame and Beisilul whether it's mutter to eat, and the Beisilul holds that it's in fact mutter to eat. However, the exact opinion of the Beis Hillel is not so clear, because all the Medrash says clearly is that if it was Nevad, it's mutter to eat. The Medrash wasn't clear that if it was Shamur, that it was also mutter to eat. So that's what leaves room for the possibility that the Chazanish has, that maybe we have to be Machmir to not even eat Peros Shviyas that were Shamur. So, but bottom line is, it seems most poskim assume that it's mutter to eat. Does Nevad make it Aser? So we have that Medrash that says pretty clearly that Nevad does not make it Aser, that you're allowed to eat it, even though it was Nevad. There's a machlokas Rishonim. What if it was planted during Shemitah? But clearly wasn't the case over here. There's no way that tree was planted during Shemitah, then grew and gave them a box full of mangoes all in the same year. It would be very, very unlikely. What? It would be Arla anyway if that was the case, yeah. So but the question then becomes, okay, but if they weren't mafgrit, maybe there's a chiv of Afrashas Trumas and Maestros. Normally Shemitah produce is part from Trumas and Maestros. That's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yotes. But that's only produce that Lechora that was made hefker by its owners. But if it never had a hefker status, maybe it should be chayiv in Trumas and Maestros. So if a non-Jew was, if you have produce of a non-Jew that was finished by a Jew during Shemitah, the Rama writes that you do have to be Mafresh Shumas and Maestros. So the Grachna, in fact, writes that produce of Shemitah, which was not declared Hefker by their owners, is Chayiv in Shumas and Maestros, but it seems that most poskim do not assume that way. I asked Rav Asher Weiss and Marina Rav Shechter Shlita over this past Shabbos. They both said, nah, there's not going to be a Chayiv Shumas and Maestros, it's Perishvias. Perishvias are part from Shumas and Maestros. There's an interesting discussion if when Perishvias are chayiv in Shumas and Maestros, or if your perishvias are chayiv in Shumas and Maestros when you weren't mafkir them, what do you do? Is it Maeser Ani or is it Maeser Sheni? Right? Because the rules are, so that's an interesting discussion that the poskim have. So someone raised a question, what about Svichin? Is this a problem of Sviche Shviyas? So it's not a problem of Sviche Shviyas. What's the concept of Sviche Shviyas? The Torah allows us to use the produce that grew by itself without anyone working the field during Shemitah. Things just grew wildly on their own. Unfortunately, in the days of Chazal, people would ignore the halachas of Shemitah, and they would plant grain and vegetables, and they would say, no, it grew on its own. They would taina that it was svichin, even though it wasn't really svichish shvias. So in order to make sure that such farmers, dishonest farmers, wouldn't benefit from the avera, that it wouldn't be chatei niskar, Chazal said that all grains and vegetables, even if they grew on their own, as Nisid Rabbanu called svichish shvias, are going to be aser. So we treat them like non-kosher. You have to kasher equipment that you had Svichei Shviyas on, but that's only when it comes to grains and vegetables, not on fruit. Why not on fruit? Because when Chazal asked Svichin, they only included things that need to be planted annually, but fruit that grows on its own each and every year is not included in the Isra of Svichin, even though doing some avoda on the tree and pruning it and things like that may promote better growth, but that wasn't included in the Isra of Svichin. So bottom line, what do we tell these people that have the mangoes in Eretz Yisrael? What should they do with it? They should eat it, Lechara. They should eat it and not destroy it, not throw it out, again, Rav Shechter Rav Asher Weiss thought no need to be mafresh trumas and maestros on it, and they should not bring it with them into to Chutz Laaretz. It's a lot of mangoes to eat on one trip, but that's the mitzvah l'chora. So maybe they could distribute to other people also to be able to eat it. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Have a meeting.